freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, revolutionradiofreedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm... seems such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Or what?
Come here.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
You're a nice, always triumph.
Welcome on, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on till 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Hello, hello. Hopefully, is my audio coming okay, Conrad?
It's excellent, excellent.
Excellent. Well, I have a very nice mic here. You know, listen, I have some not-so-fun things to relay. I'm sorry about that. But, man, listen, you know, I'm telling you, we're on the cusp of a golden age. This is what I've been telling you for a long time. But it requires you and myself, it requires each of us, it requires all of us to participate into manifesting that, right? As we so choose to manifest, we will find ourselves there. And so I'm telling people, hey, you know, we're on the cusp of the golden age. Yeah, but guess what? You know, sadly for myself, not everybody wants to hear that message. Apparently, they want to have, you know, to be under the gun of, under the boot of, you know, whatever, you know, whatever, you know, whatever the freaking current topic is. This is crazy. I had a conversation earlier today with somebody, and like saying, hey, you know what? We have the ability to really manifest a positive future. Let's do that. And this particular person has a lot of history with me, and particularly my mother, who is one of the most extraordinary people ever. And I got a whole bunch of other stories to tell tonight. Man, listen, we are fully loaded. God bless you all. I cannot tell you how much I love each and every one of you. And why it is confusing to me a little bit that why we aren't more, you know, kind of embracing that. How is it that we're still having so many problems? You know, well, people just, I think there's a level where people just aren't quite ready to recognize that we can have an extraordinary future. Why is it that we need to have some kind of, you know, manifested challenges? Well, I'll tell you what, man. As best as I can tell, most people have real issues. Now, I am fully, you know, there. But I think the difference between myself and a lot of people is that I actually respect that, you know. And I'm able to be on board. I'm able to take a real look, honestly, at my own shadow. Not easy to do. Most people won't. Probably most of you listening don't even know what I'm talking about. But I bet enough of you do. I bet there is, when I say that, I'm ringing some bells in your heart. Your heart is the most amazing thing ever. We have the ability to really manifest a positive future. And so when I get, oh, God, it's just, you know, so I'll tell you a little bit of background. I spoke with somebody that I thought was pretty cool. I'm kind of an insider, right? You know, you hear a lot of stories on the, I don't know, whatever, you know, since you're listening to. And, oh, we got an insider here, and this is what this person says. Well, this particular individual really does. And I know he does because I've seen what he has said become manifest. You know, this is really dialed in stuff, man. I'm not even kidding. But as it turns out, sadly for myself, this individual is actually running in circles. Oh my God. You know, so what's going on there? Well, as it turns out, this individual is running in some dark circles and dark energy, which I've been warning you about forever. And, you know, here it is right in my face. I've been naive. I myself, you know, I try to be realistic. I really do try to, you know, tell you stuff and kind of be hardcore truth. Try to really, you know, transcend beyond, my own, you know, failings on this, you know, and try to proceed beyond that. That's what I've tried to do on this. I think I've done a pretty good job. I really do. I think I've done a pretty good job. And of course, also in relation to this, I had another encounter. I had an encounter with somebody, that is actually, never mind about that. I won't give you anyway, it's in my, sphere right now. They, you know, dealing with somebody who knew my mom and knew her brilliance. Absolute unbelievable brilliance. And she thinks I'm totally full of it. And I'm telling her, look, you know, we're moving into actual a golden age. We are moving into where what is Russia doing right now? Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. And I said to this woman, I said, you know, what did they tell you about Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction? Well, as we now know, that was a total lie. We blew the hell out of that country. And sadly, you and I are responsible because we participated in agreement with that. Yeah, of course, back then I was telling everybody, no, this is, you did not want to support this. You know, tie yellow ribbon around your tree for the soldiers. No, this is the private central banks that are going in and freaking blowing people up. I mean, it's really sad what happened there. And Iraq is still suffering problems. Libya, give me a break. Syria, you know, Yugoslavia, and you know, now what we're seeing with the Ukraine, you know, this is an area where you and I actually can make a difference. I know it doesn't seem so. I know a lot of you would say no. And this is the kind of conversation I had with this other person that attacked me. And then all this stuff. You know, it's been really disheartening for me with what I've been communicating to some people right in my own sphere of reality right now. Gratefully, I have Conrad on the show, who is always uplifting and actually has a much better perception, you know. But we've got people in our lives which really don't get it. Oh, my God. I was trying to tell this person, I said, hey, you know, what happened in Iraq? You know, the weapons, you're going to believe Rachel Maddow? She was a fan of Rachel Maddow. I'm telling you, Rachel Maddow is a freaking prostitute. She is a radio ho. I mean, my God, beyond, you know, and by the way, I kind of, you know, Sean Hannity is, I'm not really favorably disposed to. Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, and Maria Bartiromo, I think those individuals are actually trying to do good within the limits they have, but they've got some serious, you know, fences around what they can say, you know, but we will see, man. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you right now, and this is what I was trying to tell my friends there. And actually, my own niece, she is so sweet, and she actually does listen to me. You know, it's a beautiful thing. But she does not want to hear about, the deeper, aspects of this. You know, it's challenging.
You know, that was, Sananda's, message today he came out with. And,
it's not, wouldn't surprise me. I'm sorry to go so long, Conrad.
No, it's okay, but he was spoke to your point that you're bringing up. He says right now is a time when everybody, because they're on a different time scale and no person's waking up, he said, be advised. Yeah, but he said, be advised not to offer information right now.
Yeah.
Just be the example and be the light, and people will ask you questions. Then go ahead and answer them. He says, do not volunteer information right now because people are all too sensitive because of all everything that we're all going through. And I think his point was really well taken.
Yeah, yeah, and that probably would have been a better choice for me because I got some real heat for that. And I got actually heavily psychically attacked from somebody that I've spoken to in the previous shows that's been on air with me. I'm not going to tell you who it is because the bonds are broken now forever with this individual. You know, here was somebody very smart that I kind of looked up to, and then I find out they're running some dark energies. I don't have any patience for it now, period. You either choose good or you don't. I'm not dealing with it anymore. I'm so sick of it. And to get this, actually a really wonderful woman, a woman who is a friend of my mom for a long time. She does sculpture work, and she thinks Rachel Maddow is a good person. Are you kidding me? You know, there's just no room. I tried to tell her. I said, "Look, I'm going to tell you right now." And by the way, Conrad, you tell me what you think about this. But it looks to me that we got about 6 months. 6 months. I never have said this before. I mean, I know I've made predictions and I've been very accurate. If you look at the history of me on this show, what I've told you has, actually really, been what, you know, and I'm only looking at, you know, how the, ship on the sea, the Titanic, the inertia of, human emotion. You know, how we're, moving forward. And I think, you know, I've been very correct on that. I correctly predicted the, COVID, thing. I didn't know it was going to be, that. I just knew that was troubled waters. And I told you that, you know, and I'm telling you this now. We are really close. And it's going to be a function of how much you and I, choose to make it real. You know, that's how fluid reality is. Fluid reality is functional to the level that we choose to make it happen, that we choose to exercise our creative ability. And it's just been so sad for me to encounter people and have them, you know, be so opposite. It's like, oh man, you know, and you know, this particular person thinks I'm completely delusional. You're delusional. Oh man, Biden's a good president. Really? Seriously? Rachel Maddow is an honest broadcaster, you know, and she's telling me I'm delusional. I don't know. You guys think what you think. But this is a real degree of trauma. I view people as, including myself, by the way. And, of course, right now, you know, what did I tell you on my Thursday night show? I said the light is shining brighter. We've got the sun expending a lot of energy. The sun has been having M-class and X-class flares, which have been searing the upper atmosphere of Earth. None of them have been direct hits. If they had been direct hits, you and I would not be talking because all communication would have been shut down, because even an M-class flare would, if it was, right on our orbital plane and hit us directly, would have burned out all of the semiconductors. So we would not be talking right now. And what do we have beyond that? We had X-class flare graze us. And these higher energies, what they're doing is they're showing us our own shadow in really clear detail. If it's twilight, if it's the evening, you don't really see your shadow. But if you're exposed to bright light, oh, there it is. You know, I've got a shadow there. What are you going to do with that, folks? What are you going to do? My suggestion is to do your best to honor your journey. Do your best to embrace your shadow and accept, that's what I try to do anyway, is accept my own failings, which are many. But for the most part, I'll tell you, particularly in this time around, I really made a conscious agenda to try to be nice to everybody. Just try to love each other. I mean, freaking A, you know, forget about it. I know I have lots of failings, but, you know, this is an area where we can still find common cause to do good and to love each other. It's not easy. And now here I am in the situation I'm in right now. I told you about the property. It's sold. It's sold in 5 freaking days. And I said, this, you're not asking enough. Nobody listens to me. And it actually went for $1 million, $50,000 over the asking price. And I knew it could have gone for more. But again, they're not going to listen to me because I'm the guy who believes in UFOs and love, you know, it's really hard. It's really challenging, to deal with people. And God, I so get it, especially now. And it's particularly hard time because now when my light is starting to shine a little bit, I get attacked really heavily. I got attacked like you wouldn't believe. Listen, folks, I wouldn't even be on the air right now if I didn't have help. I had to call up my good friend who just moved to Ireland, my friend Jack, who's been on the show before. I said, hey, Jack, can you help me, please? For my own naivety, believing in people more so than I should. This is a really clear pattern with myself. Is that I just love people. I just believe in people, and I am not, I'm a bit over naive. And so I believe in a person that really burned me bad. Oh God, people, it hurts. I'm sorry to have to say this, but it is a real clear message. Thankfully in my case, you know, I can, kind of deal with it and, move forward. And it's not going to be hurt that bad. You know who I've really kind of connect with? Just an amazing psychic, clairvoyant. And I'm going to say, hey, would you just clear the crap out of my aura? God, I didn't know. You know, I talk to people. One of the things I do on this show is try to communicate with people that have really inside information. And so in this particular case, this is an individual who actually does have inside information, deals with these deeper levels of stuff. And, man, the stuff I tell you, I cannot tell you this on air because I don't have permission to. But because of my last communication, I'm like going, you know what? This guy's running in dark circles. I'm not going to have anything to do with it anymore. Goodbye. Good night. Later. Later, dude. Goodbye. It's a tough time we're in right now, but I'm telling you, Conrad, I'll be interested in your thoughts on this, but it looks to me right now that we're about 6 months away from a real change. And I'll tell you what, by this time next year, you know, I always say that on air, and I've been correct. You know, you and I have both been correct about, you know, how this is playing out. But, oh, I'm telling you right now, seriously, stuff is going on behind the scenes. You are going to see changes bigger than ever right now. And you're going to see them first on the mainstream media, which you and I don't pay attention to for the most part. But I do watch Dan Bongino and various other sources, so I can kind of, you know, take the temperature anyway without having to get in the pool, if you will. You know, right? I don't got to get in the water. I can just, take the temperature of what some other sources are saying about this. And the mainstream media is going to be forced to tell the truth like never before. I'm telling you, the Hunter Biden laptop, the John Durham investigation, all this stuff is going to come out. The Ukrainian stuff, the chicanery that's gone on there, these guys are getting exposed big time. I'm sorry to go on so long. Conrad, do you have any thoughts you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, by this time next year, everything will be totally different.
Yeah.
The changes are happening right now. The one that just happened, which is immensely profound, and nobody has really realized yet because we're still perceiving through 3D eyes, but we're basically in the fifth dimension more and more. But the thing is, what's happened is one reason everybody's so tired, you know, it kind of vacillates between having energy one day and being absolutely wiped out the next. But the energies are very, it's, the sun is translating energy coming from the great central sun.
Yeah.
And it's the DNA key. See, our bodies are set up to use crystalline, just like transistor radios or computers use crystalline germanium. But we're in the 3D, the way we've been running, that's carbon-based. So there's a trigger. Our bodies were made to operate as crystalline DNA. And the DNA is set up with the right triggers. It just switches over, and all of a sudden you're using a crystalline matrix, which gives you much more of your powers that you have.
Yeah.
And that will take a while to realize how much more that you have to work with. But what's happened over the last, I'm just putting a number on it, 10 days, but it's completed now. The triggers that came through from the sun upgraded basically everybody's DNA on the planet. But it's especially poignant for people that are light workers or star seeds. And so we're now operating with our DNA switched on, which is a totally different ballgame. You'll be starting to remember previous lifetimes and the higher realms and who you truly are. All this information is coming, and all this information about it, well, it's in my cosmic report for tonight, and so it'll explain a lot of this. But we're basically,
well, go ahead with that.
Our DNA has been upgraded, so it's for us to realize the difference.
I'm just telling you, folks, I got my ass kicked really hard, I really was unexpected because I've been been a very kind individual. You know, the way I relate to people, as you know, Conrad, is I'm just really mellow and kind. So why the hell is it that all of a sudden I've got to get this? Well, it's because I was naive, honestly. It's my own damn fault. It's my own over-supportive belief in people.
You know what I always say? I always say there's no good turn that goes unpunished.
Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished. No, it's actually not like that. To be honest, the overall frame of things is this is stuff I'm only whining about. I mean, this is me being kind of like a little girl. I used to tell my niece, who visited, by the way, I got to actually talk to her earlier today, my wonderful niece, from my sister, and I said, I love you, you know, so many things, but I used to tell her stories. Oh, this is what happened to me when I was a little girl, you know, so it's really honestly me being a little bit whiny, and I'm embarrassed by that, here it is, when we actually kind of bring this stuff up front, you know, here it is, it gives us an opportunity to move forward with it. And I think my honesty about that is sort of my way of processing it and, healing it, really, and really concluding that. You know, I tell the story. My great-grandfather used to tell me, Sonny boy, you're only young once, but you can be immature forever, you know. And so that's kind of the trajectory that I want to emancipate myself from, right? I want to get to a situation where I'm just really just operating on the positive. And I think bringing these things up and examining them and facing them and really being, confronting them with the warmth of our being, right? The actual spiritual nature of who we are is so transitional. I'm telling you, folks, we are in the last part of the third act of this play. We are almost into a golden age. Would you agree with that, Conrad?
I'd say the golden age started. We're about...
Yeah, it already started.
We're a couple months into it. Remember that song? It was a little premature, but I always loved that song, The Age of Aquarius. Well, that's where we're into the age. We've started the next epic epoch, which is the Age of Aquarius. We're fully in it, and that begins the 1,000 years of peace.
Yeah.
And one thing Sananda said today, and Archangel Michael kind of parroted the same information, is that everything is happening in divine time, and everything is happening for a reason. So take a couple deep breaths and relax, because the time is now. We're right when the shift is going to happen, the great solar flare, and the solar flare is also is an upgrade for the rest of the people who are still sleeping. So there's a lot happening right now.
So let me comment on that real quick, and then
go ahead
and give you a report, but let me comment real briefly there. Yes, we are. You are exactly correct. We're already ahead of what I was expressing. I think you are right, my friend. We have already moved into this higher dimensional reality, and it just makes me sad when, it really made me sad to experience a person I've known for decades, and they're all like, oh, Rachel Maddow's telling us the truth, and Biden's a good president, right? I'm like, well, I can point to some stuff, but they don't want to hear it. Yeah, no, not blah, 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 I got my fingers in my ears, I'm not listening. What are you going to do with that? I allowed myself to be overly emotionally impacted by that. I shouldn't, but this is an old friend, somebody, that you want to have these higher level conversations, and turns out they're totally programmed by the I don't even know what it is, an artificial intelligence, an AI thing. I'm not even sure right now. But
everything in our society is programming. That's why when you listen to the TV, they call it programming.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, you know.
But it made me sad.
Well, you know, one of the things, it's not that I have tough skin, but then everybody's always saying, stay grounded, put your feet on the ground. You know, go outside and take your shoes off and put your feet on the dirt.
Yeah.
I am a Capricorn. Capricorns are grounded. Their feet are on the ground, and that's helped me so much. I know so many people that are airy-fairy signs of other things that aren't grounded. The slightest thing that happens, it's like they're standing on banana peels ready to slip down.
Well, I'm an Aries. I was actually born on the vernal equinox on March 21st, the vernal
equinox. Yeah.
And so it's I remember thinking that was really cool, and then my girlfriend at the time goes, she was into astrology, as many of you have had girlfriends that are, and she said, oh, man, that's really messed up. And I was like, what? Hey, of course, she was right. I had 9 planets in retrograde. You know, it's been a challenging path. But it's my belief that we can really surmount this. It's my belief that with the love we have for each other, that we can actually manifest a positive future. So the mainstream media is telling you these dark pictures. Don't have any of that, man. It's my opinion. And so far I've been right on this stuff.
Well, you want a point of good news? Financial news? Not in your situation, you really need it. But depending which day of the month you're born, either the I was born on the 4th, so the 4th through the 7th gets a check on May 8th, and then the second Wednesday. And then if you're born in the middle of the month, it'll be the week after. And if you're born towards the end of the month that you were, just the day you were born, it doesn't matter which month, but the day you were born,
yeah,
you'll get it on the 3rd Wednesday. But there is a 14, anybody that gets a Social Security check, which is a lot of people, will have a $1,400 deposit into their bank account. I bring it up because it affects millions and millions and millions of people are going to get this $1,400.
And this is what I mean.
It's the 6th one, and they're giving it to us right now because of the guy that's about to be taken out of the Eisenhower office building. Actually, when you see him, he's not in the White House. White House is closed. But
yeah.
I refer to him as Mr. Bite Me because I don't like to say his name.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza released his documentary work called 2,000 Mules. What does this expose? It exposes how they stole the election.
The election. I know. I'm dying to see that, but
yeah, it's
you know, it's like all this is coming out. There won't be anything that's not revealed. And believe me, all this other information coming up will really help so many people who are sort of sleeping.
Well, you and I both know.
Especially the people that are in love with Rachel Maddow.
I
just thought I'd throw that out there.
he's an absolute sweetheart. And the information he's presenting now is hardcore proof of the stolen election, which obviously, if you've been listening to my show, I've been saying forever, here it is. I told you the election was stolen. Here it is. We got proof of it now. And really hardcore proof. That guy, Dinesh D'Souza, he's got to have a lot of psychic protection. I'm telling you, man, you know, listen, I told you I was psychically attacked, right? What is the deal with that? How come I'm not immune to that? How come I don't have defenses for that? Well, it's not that easy, folks. You know, when you choose to dip your foot in some kind of deep waters like I do, oh, man, you actually, you know, surprising to me, I thought I was pretty protected. But no, man, I got hit hard. And I'm telling you, I'm still feeling the repercussions of that. Anyway, do you want to go ahead? There's a
sure. Time,
so give your presentation tonight.
Sure. Here we go. So This is my Cosmere report, and it's about the great solar flash event, which is we're right up against. It's imminent. And this is from the Guardians, and they're speaking, saying, we, the Pleiadians, have been watching humanity evolve and assisting for a long time. We've developed a plan for Earth and set it in place, or we developed in the past tense a plan and set it in motion. And you, meaning he's talking directly to us, you were involved with this plan to see how Earth community could evolve consciously back up to the level from which you came and started. All the information that we created about the game itself, and they're talking as if it's like one of those video games, or they're talking about reality, was stored and quickly became a living library. Where is it stored? It's stored in each player's body's DNA. Earth is now the primary place for soul development in the universe. You and many others, which only knew higher dimensional perfection, began incarnating on Earth so you could experience being in physical form. You came to Earth with free will, intent, plan of your own that you wanted to experience here, and then return back to one day to your higher state of perfection in either on the ship you were on or in the back to the planet you came to visit Earth from. Since you were perfect before you came to Earth, you had to devise a way so you wouldn't be aware of your perfection, at least in the beginning. You limited your access to your higher self data and even most of your memories so that you turned down your conscious awareness to very low levels. You forgot who you are and how to access your abilities so that you still have to this day. Your journey to Earth was in your time on Earth millions of years ago. Civilization in ancient times was very basic, but it evolved into more complex and advanced world. The process of evolution took very long time, but the soul evolution process takes even longer. Five large civilizations existed before the flood and rose to incredible levels of technology and wisdom. Just as these civilizations were reaching their height of development, a major cataclysm came along and wiped out each one of them. All of the progress and 99% of the people, treasures, and knowledge instantly and totally wiped off the planet. Actually, each time this happened, the amnesia factor got worse, and they had to come back and start all over again multiple times. In fact, it was only one great civilization with different names throughout history. We each had every detailed memory of it all is still inside us waiting to be remembered. The rules of the Earth game says if you get knocked out of the game, you get up and keep going. We will remind you that you are still here today financing what you started out a long time ago to do. Be encouraged this time you finally made it to the finish line. To the archaeologists, the evidence looks like that these civilizations were here one day and gone the next. It's as if they simply vanish without a trace in a single day. Most of these ancient cultures, stone structures, writing and creation were buried under 6 miles of earth sediment by the intense global floods that happen in each cataclysm. I want to provide some basic information about the event, the Grand Solar Flash. The solar flash is Earth-directed solar flare super high on the X-ray scale. The ancients call this the super light by many names, Shamish and Thumbartika fire was another name. In the Vedas and the Samurai scriptures and the Bible, the light was emitted is exotic gamma level light that resonates the light level of the stars is proven by Earth science to instantaneously recode the DNA to a more advanced state of functionality. The moment that the light hits the surface of the Earth is called the compression breakthrough. It is the beginning of the Earth event. It is an ascension where the fifth strand of DNA is activated. And that's what basically just happened, and it'll be completed with the compression event. The Earth will immediate a planet liberation at this time where the beings will become able to exist in the fifth dimension on Earth. The Vedas say rainbow clouds of rainbow colored clouds will appear and be visible in the sky, seeing colors that we haven't seen before, and everyone will attain their spirit body at that time. This will happen in the twinkling of an eye. This is called the heaven, a realm of love, peace, perfect health and freedom, abundance and all goodness. This is not a place, but a vibratory state of resonance where a lighter, nicer reality all around you will be starting from then and right now. Just a few days ago, information was received by the Earth Alliance. Every 13,000 years, half of the time of the precession of the equinoxes, which is 26,000 years, just like clockwork, a major event occurs in our solar system and affects all life on Earth. And it has happened 5 times in prehistory. And this was predicted by the Mayans. And this time period for this event now, this every time this happened, it wiped out the civilization. And this is predicted by the Mayans that it will begin in 2012. So there is nothing to fear here because the Mayans said that the sixth time this cosmic event happens will be different for the first time in history. They said that the culture that is alive during the sixth sun will emerge successfully as rainbow children of the Earth, and not one of them shall be harmed. Even more so, these rainbow children will go on after this begins to enter the new Earth that we have spoken of. This is all the natural workings of the cosmos, and another heavenly body is at work behind the scenes. Years ago, Pioneer 10 found a planet beyond Pluto orbiting around a dead star sun. The dead star sun emits no light, but is 1,000 times more powerful than the Earth's sun. This planet is located 50 billion miles out into the Oort cloud and is the mysterious planet X. When it arrives, it causes the sun's corona to build up a tremendous electromagnetic charge, which will explode or flash to release the pressure of the particles. When this solar flash impacts Earth, it causes an immense pole shift. So this is when the North and South poles exchange, but this won't happen because it triggers a tectonic activity that will create a mile-high ocean floods. The Pleiadians in 2022 in our time. This humanity will not be destroyed, but will instantly be transmuted into the fifth dimension. For the first time in time, humanity, with the assistance of light forces, has enough knowledge and technology to prevent a planetary pole shift cataclysm caused by the solar event. The leaders of the light planet Earth for several years have been assisting the development of an artificial magnetic field which can counteract a pole shift. This technology to do this is a secret project that exists in Antarctica out of the public eye and involves Tesla scalar wave technology. It has been in place now and in use for over a decade. This artificial magnetic field is currently counterbalancing the Earth's out-of-place magnetic North Pole. The North Pole that has moved hundreds of miles per year off course and as recently is now close to Siberia. The future Earth timeline is known, and light forces are in control of these systems. It is now a positive fifth dimensional timing where humanity ascends to the new Earth, and there can never be another planetary cataclysm of any kind. Just like clockwork, Earth is into the exact 13,000 cosmic year cycle when the grand solar flash happens on Earth. It can happen today or tomorrow. What we know is everything in the cosmos points to the time right now when this event of a lifetime will occur. It is time for it to happen again now, and it is imminent. At just the right moment, when the celestial bodies are in the right alignment, it shall occur in the twinkling of an eye. When this occurs, the negative cataclysm effects will be instantaneously mitigated by the Pleiadian magnetic field technology. The 4.5 billion star seeds of Earth and indigenous humans of the Earth, you will be translated instantly to the next higher vibrational level made available by the flash of cosmic light in a much nicer version of Earth, where things are beautiful and where only goodness prevails, the age of Aquarius, the end of transmission. Thank you.
Let's see here. I'm sorry, I had my mic muted. Welcome back. Anyway, thank you very much for that, Conrad. I can agree with a great deal of what you said. We are in, as I've said on this show, we are in the cusp of a real transition. And it's going to be determined by what you choose to vibrate to, right? You know, for myself and for Conrad, you know, we're already good to go. And I think probably almost all of you listening, the only reason you're listening is because you actually do vibrate to this higher reality. We're moving into a higher reality. Would you agree with that, Conrad? I mean, I think that's kind of a part of what you said. We're moving into a higher dimensional reality.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually in the fifth dimension now.
Yeah.
You know, and you can certainly drop back down to 3D, but, you know, I'm bored with 3D.
Well, I'm getting heat from people that are very resistant. And sadly, we are, in my case, surrounded by them.
No, it's only if you take the attitude that you have information that you can depart to them, and you think it's your place to do that. But if you stay grounded and keep the light, and they can and see that you're doing well, then they will come and those same people will come and ask you. As soon as they ask you, then you can answer their question. That's what Sananda said. And he said, you know, everybody's on a different time, a different path, and everybody's path is different. And a lot of people are just starting to wake up. And when these people will wake up, they'll need your help to help them go through what we're going through now. We're just ahead of the curve.
Well, it's only for my part. It's very annoying that some people they just want to bring you down. No, it's not. You know, global warming. Biden's a good president. It's like, are you kidding me? This is a really messed up time right now, and we've got to really apply ourselves. We have to make it better. It's not going to be, in my opinion, I'm just telling you my opinion, it's not going to be somebody's going to save us. But the good news is we can save ourselves. We have been good. This is the gift of God. This is from the source, direct. We have the ability to make it better. You have creative ability. I know it's hard. I know. I just got my ass kicked. I just got seriously ass kicked. Now, I'm telling you, folks, psychic attack is no fun, you know, and thankfully in my case, I have resources to say, hey, my friend Jack, can you clear me, man? This is giving me a hard time right now. And he looked at me. He did his clairvoyant work and cleared me of this. I'm still tired from it. It was a real not easy stuff to have to go through. But here it is. You know, a lot of people are just not ready to be happy. I don't know why it is people don't want to be happy. It seems that it should be easy. You know, we do this show. I talk to you every Sunday night here and every Thursday night, and I tell you, you have the ability to manifest a positive future. So let's do that together. And you know what? For the most part, you do. And I do these prayers too, you know, and we can do one tonight. Perhaps we're almost at the top of the hour. Well, let's do a prayer right now, okay, folks? Let's do a prayer right now. Let's do a prayer together. You don't got to believe in it. You don't have to have faith in any church. I don't myself. Actually, I was burned by the Catholic Church. I mean, literally. But that's all another story. I've told you about that before. But let's do a little bit of a prayer right now. Let's just pray that the highest good happens, right? What is the easiest, most you don't have to get specific. And in fact, the more you get specific, the more you kind of divert what your creative energy is. But if we want to really align ourselves with the highest good, with the most positivity, the most beautiful blessings, let's go ahead and do that. Let's take a moment right now. All right, I can actually see all your energies. A lot of you chose to embrace that. A lot of you didn't. A lot of you didn't, but that's all right. Listen, when we get more than two or three aligned on our prayer, but what we did tonight, we got thousands. I'm telling you, I saw all of you that lit up. Pray for goodness. We can do this. We are not faced with anything that we cannot overcome. It's going to be good times, folks. We are really on the cusp of it, and I really think it's going to be, you know, as you were saying, Conrad, I think it's going to be, I mean, it's happening every day. I mean,
I just prayed for tolerance for other people's opinions. I mean, aren't we in a democracy? We're in a democratic republic.
Well, my request was to pray for really goodness, you know, really the highest goodness for us all. And we don't have to define what that looks like. We don't got to figure that out.
But we're not responsible for other people's opinion.
Yeah.
But they have the right to have that opinion, whatever their opinion is. And it doesn't mean you have to, we don't have to change what we're doing, but they have a right to their opinion.
And of course that's happening. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I like Rachel Maddow, but I never listen to what she says. I just think
she's.
Her? She reminds me of a biker lady, you know, a biker's lady that sits in back of the biker on the bike.
She's a straight up, really, a nasty, piece of work.
Right. But I don't take responsibility for her choices.
Well, Norton, yeah, well, of course not. Just recognize, I think she's, really, chosen a dark path. Listen, people.
But she'll have a chance to move to the light fairly soon.
Yeah, and maybe
she can move to the light, and if she doesn't move to the light, she'll have an opportunity to go to a different planet, start over there, and have another chance at seeing the light. That's how it works.
Well, of course, I would wish the highest good for her. I don't have any animosity. I don't have any agenda about this.
Right. Exactly. I'm the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
If I happen to be flipping the channel and it stops on Rachel Maddow, I'll leave it there for a couple of seconds before I switch it off just out of respect for her opinion. But her opinion doesn't change me. I wouldn't hire her for my station if I had a station.
Well, I think she's already fired. She's off air right now, isn't she?
Yeah, I understand. But then it's like, I hate to bring up the term of karma, but, you know, it's karma.
Bunch of these people are gone right now. Of course, CNN created their thing that nobody wanted to pay for. CNN Plus or whatever it was. And they spent $50 million or something ridiculous on it.
When I listened to Terrell by Janine, you know, Terrell by Janine, she won't say, oh, this person got taken away to Guantanamo. You can't say that. You'll get kicked off. So she says, oh, they took them to the spa.
There is the top of the hour break. I love Tarot by Janine. I'll think of it both. I'll get it on the show if I can. You ready? Ready?
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases, I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. Mission 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Alright, let's show them what we got now.
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
Squeeze is the band, and Tempted by a Fruit of Another. He's talking about being having some infidelity with his spouse there. But at any rate, a very good songwriter and really great song, who Richard Kane developed for this channel, for this show. Thank you, Richard Kane. I don't even know if you're listening or even still a part of the network. Haven't seen him in a while, but God bless him, man. Listen, that guy is the coolest dude. I have stories. I can tell you things, man. Way back when, we used to kind of have, some of us would, collaborate and communicate, and, I got to know Richard. He is a wonderful human being. I just cannot tell you how much I love him and how grateful I am that he created that for the show. What a beautiful thing he did. At any rate, I can't sing it though. Sorry about that. I know I kind of, polluted, the show a little bit with me, singing a little bit there. Sorry about that. At any rate, listen,
He just faded out.
A sound coming on there. Any rate, never mind about that. You know, I shouldn't even have done a show tonight. I'm tired. I am more tired than I've been. I'm telling you, it's emotional. It's not because of, I've been working hard. It's actually just because the emotional, aspects of what, you know, I'm leaving home now. You know, we're selling the home. My mom bought this place back in the 1980s, and I've, lived here and then moved away and then lived here again here. And here I am now. I, was there for her when she died. I was there for her. I was 10 feet away when she left her body, and I participated, with the prayers and the love, to facilitate, her transition. And, she did. She did it beautifully. I've got a whole show I could do just on, John Denver, by the way. I was tuning into, John Denver. Because I'm really sensitive to, people that are, non-physical or beings that are non-physical. And so I said, what's up with, John Denver? I, was listening to a reaction of, Rocky Mountain High. Very beautiful song. I recommend you all, you know, after this show or even right now if you want, go ahead and tune into that. That guy's voice was amazing. So I said, what's up with him? So I chose to remote view him. I chose to use my psychic ability and tune in. And, oh man, that guy was messed up. He actually finally did step through to the other side. I actually facilitated him. Not easy to do, not fun, you know, this stuff. I'm telling you, folks, this is not the choice you would make. But for whatever reason, I have the influence of a shaman tradition. I have the influence of having these psychic abilities. And if I'm going to honor them, I've got to utilize them and use them in with integrity and try to do the best I can. And sure enough, I helped John Denver transition. John Lennon is another being who I've interacted with. He didn't need any help. He was already good to go. David Bowie did need some help. I helped him. It's a crazy time. You know, you guys, there is a much deeper reality than what we've been exposed to. What you've been told on television, what you've been told, I'm telling you, folks, there is a deeper dimension to reality. And sadly, in my case, I was... I'm kind of vulnerable right now because the very ground underneath my feet has to change. I've got 25 days to vacate, I need some help with that, and I've asked for help, and it will almost certainly come. Even if it doesn't, I'll be able to manage it. You know, I've got the sufficient resources, but... you know, God, it's really hard. It's no fun. And the worst part of it is just the emotional part. I have so many memories. I have so much love. Every time I start to deal with stuff, I'm thinking back on all the history and all the time and all the belief we thought that we might do something better. You know, and we still can and we still will. I really feel like... we are moving into a much more positive future. I've told the story. One of the things I tried to tell this person earlier today was that, things are screwed up. You know, everything's going up in price. You know, what is gas right now? Well, where are you at? It's probably like around $4.79 or something like that. At least that's where it is right here. In central Arizona, $4.79 a gallon. This is freaking almost triple. It's obviously over double what it was just a couple of years ago when Donald Trump was president, who, by the way, I think he will be president again. Do you have an opinion on that, by the way, Conrad? Do you think he'll be president again?
Yeah, I know he will. He's still president right now in actuality.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Actually, that is true. He actually still is behind the scenes. He is recognized.
He's playing five-level chess, you know, where the board goes up and down. And the dark forces, they have to, like, signal what they announce what they're going to do. They're coming right out of their old playbook. They're doing the things, just the same thing they've always done. And it's so obvious now, because what we've gone through, with people to see that.
But
the white hats are five to ten moves ahead of the dark forces.
Yeah, I was talking to a person earlier today who thinks Rachel Maddow is some kind of hero. I was trying to tell her, no, Rachel Maddow is a total not so much positive to your benefit, you know. And I'm trying to be very PG here. I think she's I could use harsher words, but I won't right now. Why is it that people are falling for this? It's like a mind virus. And I think, I don't know, Conrad, what do you think? It's my opinion that in these type of cases, I just got to step away and say, okay, let them believe what they want to believe. You know, on the other hand, part of me wants to go, hey, do you realize? I told her this. I was telling this woman, look it up. Everything I'm telling you is true. But she won't. They never will. And it's a waste of my energy to try to convince these people, probably. But maybe it's not. Maybe at some level, you know, we can reach them. I don't know. Man, what do you think?
Well, here's the symptoms that you're leaving the old Earth. Earth is going through a transition to a higher dimension, split into two different realities. One is the dogmatic Archon control structure. That's what we're seeing that they want us to stay with the programming. And the other is to move to...
They want a artificial intelligence... to be instilled in us and us
right.
to be total slaves.
Well, what we're doing, we're moving into a free-thinking freedom from control and from authority, and we're moving to liberation. Many are choosing to leave the old frequencies, and many are resisting, like they listen to Rachel Maddow. The 2016 Trump presidency was a tipping point of that separation into two realities. This was the beginning of a complete planetary control transformation from dark to light. The new energies are like a wave that raise the awareness of many that something isn't right and needs to change. The resistance and friction we are seeing between the two energies are being felt by planetary chaos being brought on by the revealing of the old and oppressive planetary control grid. The last several years was a major push to light, and it was a sink or swim scenario, so to speak. Basically, what's happening is many of us are resonating on the fifth dimension already, meaning that the experience of higher dimensional and communication higher insight through awareness.
Let me just interrupt briefly. I totally agree with you. I think we are moving into this higher vibrational frequency. I'm sorry to interrupt. Please go ahead.
So what we're doing right now is we have this higher insight through awareness, intuitive abilities that we're now being able to use. Many are recovering memories of past worlds and experiences that are stored deep in our DNA cellular memory. This is being brought on by these higher frequencies that are activating your DNA. Listen to that inner directive. It's there for a reason. We are seeing quantum timeline mechanics as we merge with our crystalline avatar self, cosmic consciousness, and original blueprints. The cosmic dragons are rising, awakening throughout the grids and portals and gateways, and reigniting all of the sacred sites, temples, pyramid vortexes, and stargates for the full and final liberation from the negative forces. The new being evicted and new beings are being evicted and removed at super extra fast quantum God source speed right now. The Earth core is aligning with the Andromeda Galaxy, our true north. We are ready for the new Earth grid and organic ascension Earth. Dreams are about to become real. Freedom is here. Eternal love and bliss. I thought that was pretty good. That's basically talking about the symptoms of leaving, of arriving at the new Earth.
By the way, Conrad, question to you. Are you having dreams? Do you dream? I dream crazy.
No, I only have one dream that I remember. I decided not to remember my dreams, basically. But the only dream I have is a nightmare, and the dream is always the same. It's that my program was starting on Friday, and I had nothing to say.
I dream like crazy. I have dreams. As soon as my head hits the bed, it's like I go into, and it's work. You know, it kind of tires me out. So I'm asking, what your opinion is on these things.
Well, I get downloads when I'm asleep. I'm actually working, and a lot of the information that my higher self or your soul or whatever name you use it, or I mean for that matter, Mother, Father, God, we're not only have a spark of the Creator, our experience, the Creator is experiencing that. I mean, that's the whole idea. He sends all of us out.
Well,
we are all a part of the all that is, whatever your term is for God, prime creator. I liked it, prime creator, but prime creator gets to experience what we experience. It gets to experience.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. I have dreams like crazy. I'm when I go to sleep, I'm telling you, man, I travel all these different dimensions. I teleport, I time travel, I have lucid dreaming. I mean, seriously, folks, I have precognitive dreams, dream of the future. And particularly in terms of romance, I'll dream of girlfriends before I meet them in person. That's just how heavy it is, and it's a trip, and it continues to happen, and it's a really beautiful thing. So what you just said, Conrad, really, we are in the embrace of God. I don't normally do this. I don't normally go. I try to be kind of non-secular, let you all have, whatever it is, your vision of God. But I can tell you now at this time, man, I love God. I love Jesus. These are areas where we can individually, have our own understanding. It's really unique. It's not monolithic. But you can love our Creator. This is available to you. And our Creator is like, it's just off the charts. And the serendipity of loving our Creator, man, I'm getting it every day. I mean, my left front tire blew out 50 feet from my driveway. Why did it wait till then? It was because I really love God. I love creation. And I want to do good. I want to do good for each of us. You know, I want to make a difference in the world to the little small degree. I know it's not very big, but the thing we can share with each other is our love for creation, our love for reality, our love for helping each other. You know, these are beautiful things that we can share with each other. And sure enough, 50 feet away from my driveway, my tire blows out. And guess what? There's no jack in the car. I bought the car back in 2019. For a very good price, by the way. I was a really good, I really worked it good. But what I did not know is it did not have a car jack in it. So I got home and I used the jack from my previous car, which was a Chevy S10, same jack they actually used for the Toyota Sienna, a little, what do you call it? It's like a sandwich jack or a, it's a standard piece of equipment which should have been there but wasn't. Had it happened only a mile earlier, I would have been screwed. I would have had to call for help. I would have had to spend some money, right? Would have had to call a tow truck or whoever because there was no jack in the car. But because it happened right as I was arriving home, and I knew I needed new tires, you know, that's one of those things that, we all have to do, right? Is, do that. But I was trying to be frugal. I was trying to be, save money, right? And saying, I don't really have to drive that far most of the time.
I pulled into the driveway and had no brakes to stop.
Yeah. You had the
same. That was a real awakening.
Yeah.
So I looked underneath and there was a brake fluid inside the wheel.
Yeah.
So I have two different bikes that I ride. So I jumped on my bike and went two blocks down to the auto parts store and bought a wheel, you know, the little cylinder, the hydraulic cylinder for $16.
Yeah.
And then brought it back and installed that. And, you know, I forgot to get brake, you know, that spray brake cleaner. So I just used some lacquer thinner. I had lacquer thinner in a can. So I rinsed the drum out, put it all back together, and then jumped in the car. And I couldn't believe, I was kind of getting used to the brakes being really low. But now all of a sudden the brake was, you push it down a half an inch and it's already stopping the vehicle. I mean, the brakes are so unbelievable. And it's just, you know, every time I was stepping on the brake, I was, you know, my fluid would go down in the master cylinder. And, but you know, it made it a place where I had all my.
This is only one example of where if you're in tune with choosing to love each other, which is what I suggest you all do, you all here in the listening audience, I don't know how many of you are. I'm told if I had less than 17,000 listeners, I would be fired from the network. So theoretically, there's at least 17,000 of you. I don't know if that's true or not, but God bless you all who are listening. When you choose to align yourself with positive focus and positive energy, you know, these things just kind of happen by themselves. Wouldn't you say that was the case, Conrad?
Absolutely. The Buddhists call it Shoten Zenzen, protective forces of the universe. Yeah. And it's true. The universe is on your side. The universe wants you to do well.
Exactly.
So the fact that you could limp in the last little bit and get home and then deal with it, is the same thing with my brakes went out and in a spot where I live two blocks away and I could ride my bike down and get the part. I could have walked down actually two blocks and got the part, yeah. But it was just kind of nice. I haven't been on my bike forever and I like to ride bikes and I don't put any time towards riding the bicycles. When I was in San Diego and a teenager, I used to take my bike 50 miles up to Mount Palomar. And I knew one of the guys I could get in, use the Palomar telescope. And, then I'd ride my bike down. Well, I'll tell you, riding down is all downhill. And at one turn, I was going on so fast, I could not turn without dumping the bike. And I ended up driving, you know, it was like a hairpin turn. I drove through an orange grove, missing all the trees and sprinklers, came out the other side, missed the traffic coming up the hill, went between two cars, and I was right back on the highway again. And that was hair-raising. Crazy things you do when you're a teenager, right?
I don't want to go into that with me because I have stories that are really not appropriate for the air right here. But I can't tell you one of them, yeah, which really relates to what Conrad just told us about. We used to, after high school, you know, so I'm in high school and we're like, oh, yeah, stupid stuff, whatever. I used to get, by the way, very good grades. I was actually a student for the most part. Didn't matter what subject, history, mathematics, et cetera. The only thing I didn't do good in was Spanish. I just didn't feel a need to learn Spanish language. Of course, it would serve me well now if I knew how to speak Spanish. I can tell you some things, but I just didn't
say, have... Say habla español, señor.
Yeah, habla, sprechen Sie Deutsch. How about that? German. But,
sprechen Sie Deutsch, dear Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, German. But any rate,
my mother was German, you know.
I was a really good student. I did really good in all the classes. I was an A-plus student. Chemistry, whatever.
Yeah, it's been Ein Berliner. That's what Kennedy said. I am a Berliner. I remember that. You know, the audience just went crazy. He was in Germany. They just went nuts.
He was a real, you know, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of parallels between Kennedy and Trump. I think Trump has modeled his presidency after after Kennedy. And I'll tell you what. I think Kennedy. Maybe JFK Jr. might be still alive. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think he is. I was seeing him at the Trump rallies behind Trump.
I know.
I mean, that was him in a beard. I mean, he's got a full beard, which is like kind of a disguise.
I
was in the Coast Guard when he crashed, right? And I know that water off of Martha's Vineyard, it's very shallow. If his plane went down, they would have found it. He landed in this plane at a small uncontrolled airport, right above Hyannisport, you know, where the Kennedys live, you know, and there's another little strip there. I know it well. And, he landed the plane there and he had people there all set up and they took, metal cutting, you know, grinders and they totally disassembled, cut the plane in little pieces, put it on a big truck, put a tarp on top of it, and took it away. A limousine picked him up.
I remember the story, but I'm in agreement with you. I think it's possible that he is actually still alive and still part of a – listen, folks, the stuff is going on behind the scenes. It frustrates me so much. And I think this is why I'm a little bit annoying tonight. I don't mean to be, but I think I'm kind of a little bit abrasive. Just because, man, I got hurt bad. I got hit. Why does somebody want to mess with me. Well, as it turns out, if you shine light, certain beings don't like that. You know, God, you know, gee, I'm struggling not to curse. Let's just say
It's repulsive to them because you're taking the liberty to act like you know everything and you can talk down to them, and that never works with somebody that hasn't woken up yet.
I'm actually really shining some light right now, and I'm doing it only because I tried. It wasn't because, you know, with all the stuff I talk about, you know, the only thing that really makes us real is how we apply ourselves. And I've applied myself to do good. And, you know, geez, I'll just tell you folks, the one of the things I've learned, it's better if you can kind of hide your light. John Lear was a master of that. I met John Lear, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was him. Oh, and at the time, I was actually hitting on his daughters. Yeah, the beautiful 27-year-old and 24-year-old and I think 22-year-old daughters. And they all had black hair. They were all brunettes, and they were all really pretty. And so I was at this UFO conference. And so, me and my buddy are like, wow, there's some cute young ladies, you know. And so we're going to, you know, kind of insert ourselves and see if they're – yeah, nothing happened, by the way. They were nice, though. They were cool. But then this guy walks up, and I don't know who this guy is, you know. And it turns out it's John Lear. John Lear. John freaking Lear. You've heard of him on Coast to Coast. You've maybe read his books or, you know, listen, I do not know. I have certain disagreements with some of his information, but his information is really interesting. One of the things he said was that actually the atmosphere on the moon is like if you're at about 18,000 feet, like if you're in the Himalayas, that apparently is actually kind of verified. But one of the coolest things about John Lear, he knew how to hide himself. He knew how to not to be noticed. And, of course, I don't know how much you know about him, Conrad, but he was...
Yeah, I was a real follower.
Yeah, he worked for the CIA. He worked... He had, like, endless flight records. Like, he's one of the... He owns like almost every flight record there is. You know,
and every time he was on Art Bell show, I listened.
Yeah,
I didn't miss it once.
He walks up right next to me, and his daughters are there, and they're super cute. I'm telling you, they're really pretty brunette girls, and they're curvy. You know, they're pretty, and me and my buddy are like, well, you know, what's going on here? Let's talk. You know, so we're hanging out, and then this guy walks up, and it turns out to be their father, and turns out to be John Lear, and I was like, John Lear. Oh, man, I've been listening to you forever. I really find him very interesting. I have known about him for a long time. I don't agree with him. I don't know. Listen, folks, I'm not saying he's wrong or right. I'm only telling you that I do not know if he's correct on what he's saying. But one of the things he said was that there's atmosphere on the moon and there's atmosphere on Mars. And you don't need a spacesuit to walk around on the moon, right?
Yeah, if you're in the bottom of of the deepest craters, well, actually, none of the craters go to.
Yeah, it's even more dense.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 feet. But the thing is, the craters are convex. They're, you know, instead of all craters are on the Earth are concave, they go down. But on the moon, they follow the metal.
Yeah.
The metal. Of the shell of the moon, there's regolith. There's like 100 feet of regolith, unless you're in a big crater. But then when you see the crater, it follows the curve of the moon's metal shell.
No, that's so
The moon is artificial.
They also have dome cities where the atmosphere is even more, suitable.
Right. The later ones that are still holding air. Yeah. There's an awful lot of glass tubes that are broken from meteor impact.
Oh man, it's not even funny. I'm telling you.
We're gonna go back there and rebuild a lot of that stuff. You just know we are.
There's life on Mars and there's life on the moon.
There's three different races that live on Mars, and we're the ones that don't belong there. There's no humans on Mars except for the ones that are there up there with the space program.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that, Conrad. My understanding is that there are definitely bases, both human and extraterrestrial, on Mars.
That's exactly right. But just like people are being removed, you know, the Archons are being they have actually already been removed from the Earth because they're not the indigenous people here. We are. Humans are the indigenous people. You know, a long time ago, some reptilians. But the thing is, on Mars, we're the invaders. We're the people that aren't part of the indigenous race there. So they're protecting those indigenous three races against us, the same people that are protecting us against the Archons. I thought that was very interesting. I only learned that a couple of days ago.
My understanding about Mars is that planet that some call Melchizedek, and others use other names for that planet, was blown up and became the asteroid belt. The effect of that for Mars was some people say that it was actually a satellite of Saturn that got blown out. I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure.
All the particles hit one side of Mars and one side of the moon.
That's right. That's exactly right. You look at the cratering on both the moon and Mars, it's on one hemisphere.
All right.
Sorry for all you flat earthers. This is not a flat earth. And the individual I was speaking with actually talked about a concave earth. And this individual attacked me psychically, which is, I'm not up to speed right now. I know I'm not giving you a good show. I'm sorry for that. But here it is. You know, we're talking about real stuff. I actually have memories. One of the fellow hosts on this network was JP Prometheus, right? This guy, I don't know if you were ever on air with him.
Definitely.
Yeah, that guy, listen, I cannot say enough good things about him. That guy is a way advanced individual, and the reason he left broadcasting, he may still be doing it. I don't know. I try not to bug him, although I'm really tempted to do it.
Doesn't he live in England?
He lives in Scotland.
He is
within 100 miles of the Arctic Circle. So it's a very cold place, but the guy is an incredible human being. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met. He is way better. He helped me when I built my website, which is now defunct. I'm sorry, folks. I don't have a website for you to go to. It was Keith AZ Live, and he helped me build that. He told me, he said, you got to have five letters or less in Keith AZ. Keith is five letters. That guy was a tremendous benefit to me. And he has the connection with the Lyrans, which I am talking about. And with this, I'm sorry to keep reiterating this, but listen, folks, I got psychically attacked. You can hear in my voice, you can hear I'm a little bit tired. I don't mean to be. Normally, I come to you with a little bit more focus, a little bit more energy. But, man, geez, you know, sometimes, man, we just get hit And I got hit bad. I got hit bad by this individual who is inside the kind of dark elite. And these suckers, man, these guys, they run in dark circles, man. These guys, really nasty energy. Now, I am able to really clear myself of that. I have not yet. I'm sorry about that. I wish I wish it was that much easier, but it's like my friend Natalie said, a bomb exploded right outside my front door. You know, she left me a message. I played it for you on air. I played you on air what she said. You know, this is a nasty bit of business. We are in a fight. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but here it is. You know what? And we have the power to win. We have the power to win this. It's not easy. It's not easy. You gotta, oh man, I don't even like, you know what? I don't even like telling you guys that I have to fight on the psychic level. I don't even want to tell you that story. You know, what the hell? It doesn't mean anything to you. None of you, you know, except maybe a couple, even understand that, you know, this is the level that we got to fight. It's like five-dimensional chess. But here it is, and some of you do, and some of you can take heart, you know, with the victories I've had and the victories I'm telling you now. Because, you know what, I am victorious. You know, here's the thing. When you are attacked at the psychic level, it's actually a challenge to the very nature of your being. As you are able to win that, it's over. It's over for the dark forces. They cannot touch you anymore. And, you know, I'm kind of in between that state. You know, I've got to buck up a little bit.
Got to focus on the experience you want to manifest.
Yeah, it ain't.
If you get really clear, it really helps the universe bring it to you for you to manifest. You really got to be clear on what you want to happen, and it'll manifest. The universe waits for you to get clear and focused. The universe can't invent what you want. It waits for you to focus on what it is you want to experience.
I have friends who are trained in this. So I call up my friend Jack, who I'll probably have on my show again soon. He's been on the show before. He's an absolute sweetheart. I don't know if you ever were on air with him. My friend Jack, have you been on air with us?
No, haven't, no.
Yeah, no, he's a sweet, he would join us right now. His situation is he just had to move as well. It's really interesting. We have so many parallels and, we'll have him on. I'll have him on with you again. He is a absolute solid person that I've known for, 40 years. I've known him since I was a kid. I actually turned on the sprinklers and wrecked his writing because I turned on the water sprinklers in our front yard. You know, this is how much memories we have together. But listen, folks, I'm telling you right now, and Conrad, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with this, but I'm telling you, folks, we are in the thick of it. We are in the absolute third act of the play. So there's the first act where you get introduced to the conflict. The second act is where it develops. The third act is where the stuff really hits the fan, you know, where the confrontation really takes place. We are in the third act of a play right now. How we choose to manifest reality is really up to us. We really have those keys to that doorway. You have the keys to manifest a desirable future. And God bless you all. I pray you do, man. You can. I'm telling you, you can. That may be the biggest message I will ever communicate on this show, is that you have the ability to manifest a positive future. And let's do it right now, man. You know, seriously, I love you all. I'm somebody, when I tell you that I love you, I'm not coming from a place where I need anything from you. I'm not asking for donations, although I could. I could set it up, and people make a lot of money doing that. But I haven't, and I haven't for a specific reason. Because I already am able to create that which I need. And I want you to, too. I want you to love each other. I want you to really respect the love of God, the love of creation that we have so much illustrated before us. It's extraordinary. We are in the most incredible time right now. We are in a crucible. Listen, this is not easy times. It's not easy times for me. I'm certain it's not easy times for many of you out there. I bet you, various listeners are, you know, having a lot of challenges, and you're having them specifically with, you know, the people around you that just don't understand that we could be nice.
I'm having the time of my life, really. I'm having a great time.
Well,
I think all of this stuff, there's so much stuff happening right now. In one 2-hour program, you can't even touch 5% of it. All this stuff is happening. Plus, I never understood the book of Revelations, what that meant. I just thought, oh, that's just the name of the book. But it occurred to me about a year ago that it's the time when all this information is coming out and all the stuff that's been hidden is going to be out in front. And
the planet
is waking up, and it's waking up to working together. Everybody's coming together, we're all one. We're all one. You know, I used to have these airbrush studios, in San Diego. And it was like a big warehouse, and upstairs I had all these airbrush artists that were working with me. And they all said the same thing, you know, that we are all one. That was like, every time they'd shake your hand, they'd say that. And they were way ahead of their time. I mean, it was true then as it's true now. But that's where we are right now as a planet. We're realizing there's only one consciousness. And we're all one. We're all part of that consciousness. And that's the evolution we're going through right now, is to realize as soon as you're in the fifth dimension, it becomes blatantly obvious. But we're all, there's just one consciousness, and the creator, you know, Father Absolute is another name. You know, Father Absolute actually downloads information, and then right at the end of it, he says, and you have heard Father Absolute, and I love you all. You know, that's how he ends his things.
Yeah. But
the creator actually downloads the people that channel him. And you know it's a true download if the same exact word for word almost message comes from three people and they're in three different countries and they don't have any connection with each other. So you know it's a true download, right? Hello? But anyway, Father Absolute, you know, about once every couple of weeks he delivers a message which is put right on the web. Or it.
So let me.
Or she or it, right?
Let me agree with you.
Have a gender. That's all that is.
Let me agree with you right now. So I asked. I was. You know, I'm like all of us. I go through searching the soul. I go through. Who am I? You know, what is this? What does this mean? You know, what is reality? Right. So I asked these questions of myself. And I try to be as brutally honest as I can, because I'm going to kick my own ass. There's nobody that's going to kick my ass harder than I will, you know, because I want to be truthful. I want to be honest. I want to really get to the heart of the thing. So I asked, I asked God, you know, so I went, you know, like I said, I've been trained for 40 years with a clairvoyant psychologist mother, right? You know, listen, folks, this is heavy duty stuff. This is where you gotta really, if you're going to make the choice, to be really honest, you're gonna have to, get outside of any kind of judgment or agreements or any kind of that. So I asked God, what is God? God, hello, God, can I talk to you? God, can I, you know, who are you? You know, I did that from a meditative state, meaning I had my feet on the ground. I was really clear. I had cleared myself, and you can also do this, you all listening. This is available to you. This is nothing special. This is easily that something you each can do. In my case, I had a lot of training to be neutral, which is the most important aspect of this. You got to get outside yourself if you're going to ask these type of questions. So I asked God, God, what are you? You know what the answer I got, Conrad, was?
I am that I am.
I am that I am. Exactly right. I'm sure I've said that before. But the way the message came through, it wasn't just a voice message, because I didn't hear a voice. It was just a knowingness. I am that I am. What does that even mean? Well, it means that for whatever reason, this creator manifested this reality. And now here we have opportunity to do good. We have opportunity to make it better. And guess what? You know what? That should be each of your goals right now. I think you can. I think you will. I don't think you'd be listening to the show if you didn't have a desire to kind of reach those higher realities of who you are. Why is it that God said, I am that I am? Because I am a piece of God. I am a fractal reality. I myself am part of this divine creation. So can I screw up? Yeah. Can I watch football and eat pizza and drink beer? Yeah. Can I also make a choice where I'll do my best to communicate a message of love to each other. Maybe it is the case that I can love each other. Maybe it is the case that I can do my best to make this world a better place. So that's what I'm hoping to do. That's what I'm hoping y'all do. And we can do this. I'm telling you guys, we are in the cusp of a golden age. You and I, Conrad and you, the listeners, you all have this ability to manifest creation. I'll tell you another story. So what is the double slit experiment? This is a quantum physics experiment where they say, oh, okay, are atoms, are they waveforms, or are they particles? Well, as it turns out, if the scientists watch the experiment, they behave as particles. If they don't watch it, they behave as a waveform. You can look this up. You can do your own homework. But I'm telling you, time and space are malleable. You and I are reality generators. You and I have the choice to make this a better world. So let's do it. Let's do it, my dear loved friends. I love you all so much, I can't even tell you. I love you all beyond anything I can express. We have the choice to make this a better world. We have it in our fingers right now. You're going to let sand slip away into the sea? Or are you going to grasp it and make a choice? I think you're going to make a choice. If you're listening to this show, I bet you all of you are being energized with the reality that you are creators. You are sparks of God. Just like I told you, I met God. I talked to God. I met him. I'm not really any kind of proselytizer. I'm not a Christian. I'm not telling you about, you know, all this stuff, but I talked to these people. I talked to these energies. I talked to these higher levels. This is a reality that you are a part of. You have the opportunity to make this a better world. And please do. I know you will. I'll bet you anything. Y'all hear my voice. I bet you anything. A lot of you are kind of sparking up and going, well, maybe I can, you know. Guess what? Keith said that maybe I can reality is a lot more flexible than we were told, right? Reality is a little bit more malleable than what the church or what the mainstream media or what my science class or whatever venue you're in. Maybe it's possible that I can make a difference. You can, folks. You can. Trust me, I'm telling you these stories. This stuff happens to me routinely where because I have chosen to tune into these higher levels and these wonderful angels that are surround you. Do you know that you have angels around you? Conrad, what do you think?
I think we have a minute and 34 seconds left.
So any comments you'd like to make in this short time?
Yeah, we're all one. let's start acting like it.
That's what the extraterrestrials tell me as well. You know, they don't have any kind of mind thought. They
all believe to a person in the creator, though. We interview these people on my Friday show all the time, these off-world people. We've interviewed 86 different alien races or people on the Earth that you don't know about that are here.
Yeah.
And they're all very much, very much real, and they all believe, in the Creator, Father Absolute. So. You know, I mean, there can't be that many alien races that all have the same exact opinion, so it's pretty well known in the universe.
Well, let me quickly say there's a lot of different aliens, and not all of them are nice. Use discrimination and just love and value each other. Good night, everybody. All is one. This is one of the messages that my alien friend tells me. It's like they're all it's like individual yet still collective. Anyway, good night,
everyone.
Next time.
Natural Law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
We're not knocking. anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It is a flesh wound.
An unbeliever seems to be gray of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
You're what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.